There is a difference between coming to a place and actually feeling like you have arrived. When my father was 31, he put his first foot on Singapore soil. Every now and then, after just the right amount of whiskey, my father still sings that old Manna Day song in which men ache for a country left behind. My father worked hard his whole life. He brought up two girls who use acronyms and words he doesn't understand. He brags to his friends about how his daughters have assimilated into the land, how they speak the national language of this country he has brought his family to. On his 63rd birthday, my father makes a comment about how he has spent more time in this city than the city he was born in. Every time we go for a drive across the island, he points out how things have changed. That building used to seem so tall when we first saw it. Look at this skyline now. How empty this road used to be in our first years in Singapore. He muses to my mother, then comments about the traffic jams he encounters. My father still uses landmarks from 1995. Is that where Daimaru was? I tell him it's called Liang Court now. He shakes his head impatiently. The older my father gets, the more things disappear around him. He keeps using phrases like, remember how things used to be? What happened to we never used to see? He recites the names of all the city's ghosts that he can still recall. He marvels quietly at how few spaces have remained. In his mind, my father voyages streets learned by heart. They are his to navigate, his to grieve, his to bequeath, his to part.